Hello there. I am the Projectionist, and welcome to my sinister Tales of Terror. So good to see you once again. I do so very much look forward to these little visits. Our chance to revel in what truly makes life worthwhile. That intoxicating feeling of fear. Those moments we have of spider-like legs brushing against the back of your neck as you lay in your comfy bed. That dawning realization that something is not quite right. Here, hold this candle for me. Steady now. Why are your hands shaking so much? Almost. There. You just stay right here and let me lower the lights and see to that door. And possibly pick up a little. I have no idea where this came from, or from whom. You would certainly think they would notice they were missing that body part before they left the vault, eh? Did you know our little get-togethers are being carried on the retroest radio network again? Yes, it's true. It seems that Victor, as usual, was worried over nothing. Hmm? Oh, yes. We now put a small warning before we broadcast. Sage tells me it is infinitesimal, really. One could hardly notice it. Say, I hope you don't feel I'm being too forward, but by the candlelight, I must admit, your hair looks most exquisite. It reminds me, in fact, of a story here in my grimoire of gruesome tales. Here it is. I call it The Drain. I feel the soft patter of water on my head. I look up at the small holes that project the only light I can see. Water is coming through, raining on me. Ah, it feels wonderful. The water isn't clean, though. It contains all of the dirt and sweat from your busy day. I stick my tongue out. As the water pours down from the open holes and across my cracked tongue, filling my bulbous mouth, tasting you. Then comes my favorite part. You clean your hair, and some pieces come out, traveling down through the holes, landing next to me. I scrape them up, moving to put them with the rest. I have a large collection of them now. I've been collecting them since you were young. I have enough in my collection to make a wig out of them. The water ceases, and you leave the view of my holes. I place your hair on my head, strands falling on my face. I inhale deeply, smelling you. I can only wait until you shower again, so I can show you my new hair. Well, what did you think of that? The dream comes to us from Carol Wagner of San Diego, California. In her submission, she asked me to credit Wattpad for the story. I am not sure what that means, but I respect our author's wishes. Sage continues to tell me that my radio show will be carried upon the iTunes in the future, and that my broadcasts are on the Internet Archive. Now remember, if you too have a tale of fear and frights and would like for me to share it on the air, you may contact me on the Facebooks. Projectionist, Haunted Drive-In. I will admit that I rarely check in on a day-to-day basis. But be assured, I will get your electronic missives. So listeners, I hope to see you here next week at the same time for more of my sinister tales of terror. This has been a RetroWest production. Sleep well, and goodbye.